MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 28, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today's headlines: Salem holds a hearing on homeless camping in the city. Congressman Moulton tours Salisbury Beach. Peabody is moving forward with a new public safety building.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, it's baseball's opening day for the Red Sox. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Rain near 50, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:14 p.m. The Salem City Council Committee on Public Health, Safety, and Environment held a public hearing last night on the city's plan to ban outdoor camping on public land during certain times of the year. The ordinance was drafted by the city. This is Mayor Dominic Pangelo.
Outreach work to Salem's unsheltered homeless residents takes place on a nearly daily basis by the city and our community impact unit, by nonprofit agencies and partners, and by community-based organizations, all equally motivated by a shared compassion for our neighbors. And while successes have been achieved through those efforts, the work is extremely challenging and more needs to be done. Because everyone in Salem deserves a roof over their head, and a tent is not a roof.
Mayor Pangelo added that studies confirm that outdoor homelessness is a major health concern.
A review conducted in 2023 by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine was conclusive. To quote from the findings, unsheltered populations experience higher rates of chronic disease, serious mental illness, and substance abuse than sheltered populations. None of the studies in that 2023 review found that unsheltered homeless individuals had better health than sheltered homeless individuals. Mortality was as much as 4 times higher. Days of hospitalization for illness were also 4 times higher. They additionally found that substance use increased with the duration of unsheltered homelessness. Again, every day of unsheltered homelessness is a step backwards.
We'll feature Pangelo's entire remarks in today's North Shore Today Extra segment. Also, Dustin Luca of the Salem News has a complete story on the meeting in today's paper. That meeting was packed with residents speaking on both sides of the ordinance, but according to Luca, more residents spoke out against the proposal. We'll link to that story on our North Shore Today post. The Peabody City Council got word this week from Mayor Ted Betancourt that the city will be rebuilding the Engine 5 fire station on Lynn Street. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that the city council also approved the nearly $70 million for the bond order for a new public safety building. The Essex County Sheriff's Office will be receiving $2.7 million federal dollars for programs directed toward medication-assisted treatment and other substance abuse programs. State House reporter Christian Wade writes in today's Gloucester Times that Sheriff Kevin Coppinger says about two-thirds of the inmate population is struggling with some kind of substance use disorder, with the demand for drug treatment increasing. And U.S. Congressman Seth Moulton toured Salisbury Beach yesterday afternoon to observe the erosion taking place following recent storms. Matt Petrie reports in today's Daily News of Newburyport that area leaders are optimistic that something can be done. Salisbury Town Manager Neil Harrington said this: "I think it was very productive. I think it was educational for many of the people involved. And I think if we work together, I'm positive that we can put together a short and long-term solution." Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by North Shore Today Extra with Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at xobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the XO Bath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing boys to the North Shore. The Bruins lost in Tampa last night to the Lightning 3-1. They'll play next in Washington on Saturday night. The Celtics were off last night. They'll play the Hawks in Atlanta tonight. Baseball insider Andy Carboni is here because it's opening day. Play ball.
The 10-game West Coast road trip to start things off tonight in Seattle. It's the Mariners. First pitch 10-10. Brian Baio gets the ball for Boston, and Baio will be followed the starting rotation by Nick Pivetta, Cutter Crawford, Garrett Whitlock, and Tanner Houck.
MSO News Sports baseball insider Andy Carboni. The Salem News continues to publish their winter all-stars. In today's paper, it is gymnastics. The paper's gymnast of the year is Bella Misiora of Masconomet High School. One of the area's top high school wrestling programs, other than St. John's Prep, is Gloucester High's program. Rick Moore recently talked with Gloucester Athletic Director Brian LaFada on that Gloucester High wrestling program.
I mean, obviously, that's still considered one of the newer programs at Gloucester High School, and they've just done a great job of building that up, starting with the youth level before they even get the GHS. Coaches Matt Swanson and Kirk Benson. Kirk Benson's very involved in the youth program, so a lot of the kids on the current GHS started at a much younger age. So they've been involved, and now you see they're reaping the benefits of it as they get to high school now, and they're experienced wrestlers. The participation numbers are unbelievable for us. They get a lot of kids that might not do other sports, that aren't really into sports and everything, but they get committed to the wrestling team, and it's great to see. Obviously, we had a great year. You start with the Taubin twins, Jaden and Michael. Both have had tremendous careers here. They've been a benefit a lot of times with these teams. They start actually wrestling in like the eighth grade here, so they get 5 years under their belt, because we need that middle-level waiver. And they've had tremendous careers, as I said, between I'm trying to go through. There's so many accolades to go through with this team. Yeah. Is trying to remember who had NEC championships, plus they have sectional champions, state champions, all-state champions, and then they've even, most of them have gone on to New England's to place there. But some of the names that really jump out, like I said, Michael and Jaden have been mainstays for the program since they came in here as eighth graders, but then through the youth program. Another senior, Morgan Penampede, was a girls' state champion in her weight class and second place at all-state.
Gloucester High School Athletic Director Brian LaFada. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping that you have a great Thursday. North Shore Today Extra is next with Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra, and we're hearing today from Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo, who spoke last night at the City Council's Committee on Public Health, Safety, and Environment regarding the homelessness camping ordinance that the city is proposing to the City Council. This is his entire remarks heard last night on Salem Public Access TV.
So I'll offer a brief overview of the proposal and then turn it over to some other city staff to fill in some details. The draft ordinance that's before the council would prohibit the act of camping on public property during periods of time when shelter is not available. During times when when no shelter is available, camping would continue to be permitted, though regulated, to ensure health and safety standards are met. Through this ordinance, our hope is to reduce the amount of time that anyone finds themselves left out in the elements without any protection. They either have access to shelter, or when they do not, they can sleep outside in accordance with standards established for their own health and well-being. When shelter is available, the city will provide transportation to help people access that shelter and storage to act for their belongings. Those accessing shelter would have the choice about where to go and the ability to access those belongings. Our goal is direct: to get people into housing. This measure comes from a place of deep community care for our most vulnerable neighbors, because we know that every day that an encampment continues is a less healthy and profoundly more dangerous day for its residents than the day before. We should not be okay with letting neighbors sleep on the street. That's why the city has been working for the last few months to try to find additional temporary housing options to help our currently unsheltered residents. And we believe that some options will be ready to open very shortly. To be clear, Salem and our residents are not alone in experiencing this crisis, but we have a responsibility to act to address it here. If we have the capacity to put a roof over someone's head, we shouldn't hold ourselves to such a low bar that we're willing to set that opportunity aside and just be okay with them living unsheltered. Outreach work to Salem's unsheltered homeless residents takes place on a nearly daily basis by the city and our community impact unit, by nonprofit agencies and partners, and by community-based organizations, all equally motivated by a shared compassion for our neighbors. And while successes have been achieved through those efforts, the work is extremely challenging and more needs to be done. Because everyone in Salem deserves a roof over their head, and a tent is not a roof. For those living in these conditions, every day that it persists is a step backwards. There will always be a health concern when people live outside. A review conducted in 2023 by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine was conclusive. To quote from the findings, unsheltered populations experience higher rates of chronic disease, serious mental illness, and substance abuse than sheltered populations. None of the studies in that 2023 review found that unsheltered homeless individuals had better health than sheltered homeless individuals. Mortality was as much as 4 times higher. Days of hospitalization for illness were also 4 times higher. They additionally found that substance use increased with the duration of unsheltered homelessness. Again, every day of unsheltered homelessness is a step backwards. In addition, access to healthcare services and supportive programs are undeniably more consistent and available in a sheltered setting. To quote from a Policy Lab brief, access to shelter and housing will save lives. In the short term, shelter minimizes exposure to the elements. Over the long term, permanent housing stabilizes people and allows them to consistently participate in medical treatment. Our goal in Salem is to help move our unsheltered homeless neighbors into a condition of sheltered homelessness as a start, and from there, as possible, into more and more stable conditions of housing. There's also an important legal context. Recent federal court rulings have found that camping on public property when there is not available shelter space is a constitutionally protected activity under the Eighth Amendment. The United States Supreme Court is now considering a case challenging this, and they may rule on it as soon as this spring. Should the court find that it is not a constitutionally protected act, cities and towns would have legal grounds to remove campsites, whether or not shelter capacity exists locally. Having an ordinance setting our own local standards in place, requiring the offer of shelter and the storage of personal belongings, would provide our community with a measure of protection against that possibility. The proposed ordinance includes a consideration of potential available shelter and program spaces outside of Salem, but still within the immediate region. This has been included because our community may currently lack a specialized type of supportive housing or a specific program that one individual may require, but that program may be available nearby. As a city of just 8 square miles and with transportation being provided, we want to make every reasonable effort we can to connect those living outdoors with available opportunities. Ultimately, the best and most enduring solution to homelessness is to provide homes. In the short term, it may be shelter space or low threshold and transitional housing. In the long term, though, it must be through the furtherance of our housing work. Both the policy efforts that are underway and the projects that are on the horizon that can create stable housing for the people we all represent. We need the housing for our couple dozen unsheltered homeless and for our sheltered homeless looking for more stability. For the 360 homeless residents, including 203 infants and kids, now in our family shelter in Salem. For our older residents who have lived here all their lives and want to downsize and age in place. For growing families and new arrivals that want to put down roots and call Salem home. For the workers who power our economy. For everyone. And we can't do it alone. We need the state to act on the Affordable Homes Act and the funding that it will invest in the homelessness support and the creation of housing at every level. We need Congress to cut the red tape from work authorizations and pass a budget that substantially increases access to housing choice vouchers and funds for CDBG, home, and other essential housing programs. In short, we need our state and federal government to step up to help address both the root causes and the responses to homelessness. None of that absolves us of responsibility for local action, though. The efforts underway to reform SRO zoning, for example, could help enable the creation of additional low-threshold housing. This is also a supply issue. Massachusetts is permitting 2.5 units of housing per 1,000 residents. That's the ninth lowest pace in the nation and half of the national average. And if Salem were a state, we'd be second to last, with just 1.1 units of housing permitted for every 1,000 residents. This doesn't mean build anything anywhere, but it does mean build something. The larger systemic issues that we're facing, the legacy of decades of disinvestment in housing, behavioral and mental health services, workforce development and substance use programs at every level of government, until those are addressed appropriately, this is the work we can do. We may not eliminate homelessness in Salem entirely, but we can work together to make homelessness in Salem rare and brief. I look forward to hearing all of the constructive input tonight and going forward into the future, as this policy and others intended to help address homelessness and housing in Salem continue to be developed. Thank you.
Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo speaking last night at the Salem City Council's Committee on Public Health, Safety, and Environment on the city homelessness camping ordinance that they are proposing. This is MSONewsSports.com.